Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Jack Cittarelli, the Republican candidate for governor of New Jersey, putting out his 10-point plan on affordability, and reactions pouring in after Jimmy Kimmel. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. Thanks for being here. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. I said I would do this before, so I'm going to finally do it now since I've been talking. So I got this box in the mail today, and it's got this cool Cry Havoc sticker on it. So let's see, I'm going to open this up. And this is, very nice. Look at this. If you're watching on the YouTube chat, you can see this. It's a box. Okay, so it's a box within a box. It's also a camouflaged box. So the box looks like a small, tiny briefcase. And it's camouflaged. It's got a Cry Havoc sticker on there. All right, so let's open this baby up. And I don't believe it's ticking, so that's good. All right, so inside the box is a challenge coin from Jack Carr. I had to put my glasses on here for this. And it says, it's a challenge coin, Cry Havoc and Let Slip the Frogs of War. You'll understand what that means when you read the book. Run to the Sound of the Guns, Jack Carr. And it's got a Cry Havoc. Let's see, I'll open this up here. Jack Carr, of course, former Navy SEAL, no relation to Brandon Carr, the communist, fascist, Stalinist, statist. The origin of the Reese legacy. The beginning of the Terminalist series was designed as a universe spanning generations, where history shapes the choices of the present. Cry Havoc marks my first deep dive into the Reese lineage, following James Reese's father, Tom, during his third SEAL deployment in Vietnam, 1968. Assigned to Mac V. SOG, Tom is drawn into a CIA operation that sets the course for his future with the agency. At its core, Cry Havoc is an espionage thriller of brotherhood and betrayal, moving from Saigon and Da Nang to the deadly Asha Valley along the Ho Chi Minh Trail through Laos, Hanoi, Bangkok, Moscow, Berlin, London, and Washington, D.C. It explores Cold War brinksmanship and old school tradecraft through the prism of the Vietnam War. What began as an idea I thought was fiction proved after months of research to be chillingly close to fact. The answers lie in the pages ahead. Tom Reese has arrived, and he has arrived with a vengeance. Strength and honor, Jack Carr. And then, of course, in the box is the book, and also this cool-looking bandana, which says Cry Havoc on it as well. So that's very cool. And then I'll move the camouflage box over. I will open up the book. Rich, thank you for holding the line. Keep crushing. Strength and honor, Jack Carr. Look at that. Right there. Sign the book for me. Thank you for holding the line. Keep crushing, Jack Carr. Strength and honor. Your chance to meet Jack, get a signed copy of Cry Havoc, will be on October 13th. And that will be at our Politics and Pints with the man himself. But there are only five VIP tickets left. And after that, they're gone. And then the general admission tickets, there are some left. Those are going to go very quickly as well. October 13th, Politics and Pints at the Zlock Performing Arts Center, Bucks County Community College. Get your tickets now, 1210wphd.com. It'll be a great night. It's going to be a great event. A lot to talk about. A lot to talk about with him. So very cool. He's come a long way, that's for sure, since the first time I hosted him when the terminal list came out and nobody knew who the hell he was. Now he's got, not only has he had all these bestsellers, two Amazon Prime series, including The Terminalist, and now Terminalist Dark Wolf. So I'm proud of him. I really am. He's a great guy. He's a humble guy. He's a good man. Last time I was on Jimmy Fallon's show a couple weeks ago, I was on there and Katie Pavlish was on. And Katie and Jack are very close friends. And she was actually in the Terminalist. She has a role in her role as Fox News. She was doing a thing in the show. And I asked her, I said, how did you guys become friends? She says about 15 years ago, they met at a gun range. And they hit it off as friends and been friends ever since. So I'm excited. I hope you'll join us for that. That's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a great night. And we'll have a lot to talk about, especially as we have all these international issues, too. So I want to play for you the president today in London with Keir Starmer, and he talked about Putin. This is cut number one from the president's press. We'll get back to Jimmy Kimmel, don't worry. And I do want to hear your thoughts on this, so feel free to weigh in, 855-839-1210. The president talking about Vladimir Putin, cut number one.
Mr. President, you say that President Putin has let you down. Have negotiations run out of road, and what are your next steps to compel an end to this war?
Well, he has let me down. I mean, he's killing many people, and he's losing more people than he's killing. I mean, frankly, the Russian soldiers are being killed at a higher rate than the Ukrainian soldiers. But, he said, let me down. I don't like to see. It's death. You know, it doesn't affect the United States. We have, other than unless you end up in a world war over this thing, you could. This was a thing that would have never happened had I been president. If I were president, it would have never happened. And it didn't happen for 4 years. Most people agree it didn't happen, nor was it close to happen. And I spoke to President Putin about Ukraine. It was the apple of his eye. I've said that many times. It was. But he would have never done what he did, except that he didn't respect the leadership of the United States.
And he's saying now, and he's saying it loud and clear, he said, please, please, please stop buying his gas, stop buying his oil, stop making money with the guy, please stop it, stop it. Because it's the only way that we are going to, we are going to be able to stop this war. And he's right about that. So NATO needs to cut the crap and stop putting money in Vladimir Putin's pocket, because you're just making the president's job harder with all this. I just sent you guys a clip, by the way, of Josh Shapiro. President also said, he talked about the border and millions of people coming into the country. And then he also talked about what's happening in Europe with the same thing, with their culture being eroded and all these people coming into their country. And Europe is losing their culture. I mean, I heard from somebody who went to Italy recently, to Lake Como. I've never been to Lake Como. I want to go, but they told me that it's completely changed. And it's very sad to hear a friend of mine who is Italian, his family, they have a house in Tuscany, and they said that Lake Como is gone. It's a remnant of what it used to be in terms of Italian culture. That's a real shame. But this is Europe's big problem here. This is the president, cut number two.
So we had millions of people flowing in, totally unchecked, totally unvetted from the Biden administration. 25 million, in my opinion, that would be about 25 million. They came from prisons. They came from mental institutions. They were gang members. They were drug dealers. They came from the Congo. They came from all parts of South America. They came from everywhere. Think of it. Prisons from the Congo being released into the United States. Prisons opened up in Venezuela and many other countries pouring into the United States. And I couldn't believe it. And one of the reasons I decided to run because I don't want to be controversial, but you see what's happened and you see all the information that's come out. We won in 2020 big. And I said, let's run. We got to run because I saw what was happening. And the worst thing that I saw was all of these people. You know, we've already solved inflation. We've solved prices. Oil is way down. Energy is way down in the United States. But what I saw happening with millions of people pouring into our country, I couldn't stand to watch it. And we've done a great job. Nobody, if you've seen the last, I appreciate your question, by the way, nobody, absolutely zero, and I'm not even sure that's possible, but it's a very liberal group that come out with those statistics. The last 3 months, we had zero. From millions of people a year ago, we had zero people enter our country illegally. And we do have people coming in legally through a legal process and testing and lots of other things. I think it's very important, and we speak about it, and I think your situation is very similar. You know, you have people coming in, and I told the Prime Minister I would stop it, and it doesn't matter if you call out the military, it doesn't matter what means you use, but it's going to destroy, it destroys countries from within, and we're actually now removing a lot of the people that came into our country. It's a very hard chore. It's a very, we were given a very, very bad hand. Millions of people came in from prisons and mental institutions. We have to remove them. And we are removing them. We have no choice. And I feel very strongly about it. Thank you very much.
You know, the amazing thing about the conversation we're having regarding the FCC, by the way, the Federal Communications Commission, September 26, 2024, the Federal Communications Commission today adopted a $6 million fine against political consultant Steve Kramer for illegal robocalls made using deepfake AI-generated voice cloning technology and caller ID spoofing to spread election misinformation to potential New Hampshire voters prior to the state's January primary presidential election. You see why I'm so angry today about the FCC's role in all this? Kramer will be required to pay the fine within 30 days or the matter will be promptly referred to the U.S. Department of Justice for collection. The Truth in Caller ID Act makes spoofed calls illegal when made with the intent to defraud, cause harm, or wrongfully obtain anything of value. In addition, the FCC recently confirmed that the Telephone Consumer Protection Act's restrictions on calls using an artificial or pre-recorded voice apply to calls using AI-generated voices. So this is the Biden administration going after this guy. Now, the FCC also went after this person in New Hampshire as well, with the New Hampshire Attorney General as well. And then in July of 2024, FCC takes first step in new transparency efforts to disclose AI-generated content in political ads. Disclosure requirements would ensure consumers are fully informed when AI technology is used in political ads on TV and radio. The chairwoman at the time, Chairwoman Rosenworcel, which all that makes me think of is Fletch and Dr. Rosen, said today the FCC takes a major step to guard against AI being used by bad actors to spread chaos and confusion in our elections. We propose that political advertisements that run on television and radio should disclose whether AI is being used. Artificial intelligence has become powerful enough to mimic human voices and create lifelike images. This year in the primary election in New Hampshire, thousands of voters got an AI-generated robocall impersonating President Biden that told them not to vote. This past summer, the campaign of Governor DeSantis was flagged for circulating fake AI-altered images of former President Trump. Facing a rising tide of disinformation, the FCC now is going to go after these political messages because since the 1930s, the FCC has used this authority to require broadcasters to maintain blah, 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 blah. So, you know, as people are all cheering right now about the FCC and their community standards, remember the crap that they did to our side during the last election, including going after multiple radio and TV stations for spreading misinformation about the 2020 election. I thought about it when the president in that clip said we won big in 2020. And the FCC would try to go after stations anyway when Biden became president, who were allowing that content to be shared on their airwaves. It's amazing how you can have status on both sides of the political aisle, no doubt about that. Remember the guy that they arrested and charged and went to prison, Ricky Vaughn? Remember him? For putting out that meme that said Hillary Clinton voters should text their vote. Remember that? That guy was sentenced to federal prison till finally the courts released him. Yeah. Let's give these people more power. That's what we should be doing right now. Give them more power to enforce community standards and election reporting. And can you just play the Will Cain's 10-second question to the chairman, Chairman Mao, Carr? Thank you.
A list of examples that include, for example, a wide range of perspectives present on the programming, balanced and fair coverage of elections and events. What are
you? Thank you. Wide range of perspectives and balanced and fair coverage of elections. So good. We'll have now the next FCC chair. Will, thanks to Chairman Brendan Carr, will have lots of ammunition and lots of fuel to be able to come after people like me who play a clip of President Trump saying the 2020 election, they won it and they won it big. Because that's not balanced and fair coverage of elections. That's misinformation. That's disinformation. Well, that's what they'll say. I mean, they're not saying that now, but that's what they'll say then. And a wide range of perspectives. And clearly, I don't have that on this show. So, good. Let's give them more power. Great idea. We're going to take an agency started by the most progressive president of all time, Franklin Delano Roosevelt. And we're going to take that agency now and we're going to give it more power. Have we lost our freaking minds? Because we don't like what Jimmy Kimmel said? Seriously? We've lost our minds here. We've lost our minds. And what he's done now, what this guy Carr has done, is he's now put the president in a terrible position because now you've given ammunition for people like Josh Shapiro. So here's the Pennsylvania governor and future 2028 presidential candidate reacting to all of this and warning Americans about how we're losing our freedom. Take a listen.
I think what the president is doing, both getting people fired for speech and chilling other speech, undermines our constitutional rights, our fundamental freedoms, and it's really, really dangerous for this country. And I'll say another thing. It's hypocritical as well. Remember, he represents a party that for decades has cloaked itself in the blanket of freedom and claimed they were for free speech, said that they were going to stand up
and they were
for
being
First
silenced.
Amendment rights.
They were being silenced.
Yeah. And now look at what they're doing. They're trying to silence others. They're trying to make it more difficult for people to speak if that speech that they're engaged in is critical of this administration. There's a lot to be critical of this administration for. Stuff costs a whole lot more after they said it would cost less. We're all right, engaged militarily overseas.
You see what I mean?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Where the market was going to sort this all out on its own and punish Jimmy Kimmel appropriately because the stations were dropping him and the show was losing money and ABC was going to do what ABC was going to do, you've just now given a huge issue to the Democrats to act like they're now the champions of freedom of speech. And because people have short memories, we have to then remind them of all the thing the things the Democrats have done to try to silence us. But when you become like them, then your argument loses weight and meaning. It loses weight and meaning. This is why I can't stand when people go, well, they did it to us. People don't remember. They don't have strong memories. That's the problem. They're busy and they got lives to lead and they're dealing with their kids. And all they know is that suddenly now they hear these people have become the champions of freedom of speech. We've turned Kimmel into a martyr because we've allowed an FCC chairman to make it all about him. An FCC chairman to threaten investigations and an FCC chairman to go on about how he is going to start enforcing these community standards. This is not about Jimmy Kimmel. I don't know how many more times I can say that, but this is not about Jimmy Kimmel. This is about a man, Brendan Carr, who saw an opportunity to get his face on television and radio and advance his political platform because now everybody knows his freaking name. And he's using this for his own self-interest, and he's just caused now a major political headache. It's one thing for the president to fire off his Truth Socials and everything else. It's another thing for the head of a regulatory agency to be saying these things, because everybody knows that Trump fires off things on social media and that he doesn't take action on these things. But when you got the head of a regulatory agency saying it, you've just given the Democrats now all the fuel they need. Stupid. Dumb, stupid, self-inflicted wound. Beyond words. This guy Carr has to go. Not Jack Carr. Brendan Carr. No relation. Jack Carr would not be related to a status like that. Somehow this weasel got in there. That's what happens. You know, and this guy was all about defending comedians and satire and defending freedom of speech against the Biden administration. And he becomes chairman. And now he sees his opportunity now to seize power. I hope Trump fires his ass. I really do. I hope he fires him. Oh, man, I'm so mad at this guy. We got more of him? Yeah, we do. Yeah, take a listen more of this guy. This guy, Brendan Carr here. This is him now going on about, let's see here now. Kimmel and Colbert are now facing the consequences of choosing to cater to a partisan audience. That's fine. By the way, that's fine. If they choose, if we, the people, decide that in the marketplace, that's fine. But now he's talking about we'll just listen to this clip here. 42. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, you can't avoid ratings. At the end of the day, the market is going to be undefeated. And a lot of these corporations, Disney and Comcast, they have been protecting and frankly subsidizing this content. Again, once President Trump smashed that facade, he gave a permission structure to local broadcasters to finally stand up. And when you're losing money, in the case of Colbert, reportedly $50 million, that's only going to go so far. And the same thing with Kimmel. They're now facing the consequences of the choices that they made to appeal to a very, very narrow audience. Again, you can do that. You can start a podcast. You can go on YouTube. But if you're going to have a license from the FCC, we expect you to broadly serve the public interest.
What the hell does that mean? Broadly serve the public interest. What does that mean? It has a different meaning for you than it does for whoever the Democrat FCC chairman is. Chairman, broadly serve the public interest. You know what? Here's how I think you broadly serve the public interest if I'm a leftist. I want the FCC to make sure that TV and radio shows are doing their part to help save America from climate misinformation. And to stop allowing the propaganda of people on the radio, like that Zioli guy who blames windmills for killing whales and dolphins. I think that broadly serves the public interest. I think it broadly serves the public interest and protects our LGBTQ+IA, every letter of the alphabet / numerical symbol, by having hourly educational programming once a week about how, yes, boys can be girls. I believe that serves the community interest. And I will pull any license of any station that does not broadly serve the community interest by making sure that our LGBTQ youth do not feel or whatever. It's hard for me to think like a leftist. So you have to realize now I'm stretching. It's not easy for me. But this is how I was taught to critically think. So I'm doing my best to think about how the other side would approach this. Community standards. We expect you to uphold our community standards. So that means then that for our community standards, you shall not utter the words, election was stolen. Because it undermines faith in our democracy and our democratic process. Therefore, any publicly licensed television or radio station that allows anything to be aired raising claims about the 2020 election will be subject to the thorough investigation of the FCC for violating community standards under our powers to ensure that we have balanced and fair election coverage. And I, as chairman of the FCC, I believe that it is in the public's interest to ensure that we are healthy. Therefore, any radio host that undermines vaccines or trust in pharmaceuticals shall be subject to a thorough investigation of the FCC. And if they don't like it, they can take it to a podcast or they can go on. Shut up. Shut the hell up. This friggin' commie. I am so angry. I am so angry with this guy. This is on. I mean, this is beyond the pale to listen to this guy. Community, we at the FCC will ensure that we don't have any of that hate speech on our airwaves because we have to ensure that those radio stations are serving the community standards. And we know in Philadelphia, the community standards do not want the hate speech spoken by people like Zioli. I don't know. It's like this guy, this Brandon Carr, is making this all about him. He does not care about the future consequences of the words that he is saying right now and the precedent that he is setting right now. And we're all distracted by Jimmy Kimmel and not seeing what's really happening right here. So as we are all talking about Jimmy Kimmel, that's irrelevant. Jimmy Kimmel is going to get fired either way. What we're not talking about and what we should be talking about is says now you have an FCC chairman who has decided upon himself now that he is going to radically expand the power of his agency. Thus opening up the door for the left to do the exact same thing, only it meets their standards. When are we going to learn? I believe it is the community standards of the FCC to ensure that no station with a license reports on the Russian disinformation of the Hunter Biden laptop. Therefore, as FCC chairman, any radio station or TV station that has a license, we deem it that you are not serving the community interest if you talk about the Hunter Biden laptop, because we clearly know, based on the letter of 51 former national security former executives, that is Russian disinformation. Therefore, they will be subject to an investigation by the FCC for violating the community standards set in 1934 by our progressive heir, Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Are we freaking kidding? This is a joke, right? I'm in a coma. I'm still in a coma. I'm in a coma. Please let me be in a coma. Oh, but wait, there's more. Yes. You thought I was done? I'm not done. And there are not enough people. There are not enough conservative talk show hosts and TV people pushing back on this guy. And I don't understand why. I'm happy to be the leader in doing this again. I don't mind. I did this when the NSA was spying on all of us. I did this back then. I'm fine to do it. But I would be nice if we could get a couple others to do it, too. And to stop justifying what this guy's doing right now, this power hungry lunatic. Because he's distracting all of us with something Jimmy Kimmel said Monday night. As this guy plans what? I don't know, a run for Senate, a run for governor, or maybe a run for the presidency? I don't know. I have no idea. I'm going to play Laura Ingraham again, because Laura Ingraham is right today on America's Newsroom when she went on there and said this. This is cut 14. Take a listen.
Well, I want everyone to understand this. The 1934 Federal Communications Act does require, or allow, I should say, the government to cancel broadcast licenses for the old broadcast networks if this, they determine that the broadcast network fails to serve the public interest. So failure to serve the public interest is a grounds, and obviously extreme cases, for canceling or revoking a broadcast license. Now, that is a very extreme penalty. I personally think it would be best if Brendan Carr had just probably stayed off television yesterday and let the market do the work, because I think the market's becoming very efficient here with these far left comedians. I think their audience is shrinking. I think their influence is very narrow. And I think these station groups were reacting to their audience. The people that buy the products and these commercials that air on these shows are saying, look, we're not making money here. This is offending our audience. Do something about it.
I think
the market was working pretty well.
Indeed it was. Every word of what Laura said there is spot on, by the way. Spot on. This is our happy hour brought to you by the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. So you got a couple options to come to Cape May County. We could also come to Cape May if you want. We have our big rally in Wildwood, October 10th. Friday, October 10th. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be great. So here's what we're going to do. 4 to 7 p.m., Jack Citarelli will be there. I'll be there. A bunch of other great speakers will be there. And we're going to honor Charlie Kirk with a cell phone candlelight vigil. We're going to help get Jack elected governor of New Jersey. And we're going to have a great night on the pier in North Wildwood. It's going to be fantastic. And then what we're going to do is make sure we flip New Jersey red. That's what we're going to do. And if you want, you can make a weekend out of it in Cape May and stay at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, because it's a great place to be. And you should start thinking about booking your special events there as well. And mark your calendar, because we'll be there October 31st. That's right, Halloween, for our Halloween extravaganza. I'm not quite sure yet what the theme will be. Should we dress up like vampires in honor of Nancy Pelosi? Frankenstein, like honor of Chuck Schumer? I'm not sure. We'll think about something. But either way, it'll be fun. So thanks to the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, for sponsoring our happy hour. I appreciate it very, very much. And let me tell you about my great friends at Tri-County Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. Tri-County is the best. Brian Krieger, Cheryl Krieger, their dog Maverick. What a great name, right, for a dog? I wonder what the Zioli family dog's name will be. I got to think about that. And, of course, their general manager, Jack Donaldson. Great people. They have some incredible offers right now for September. If you're thinking about a Toyota, more and more Toyotas are made right here in America. Toyota just announced they're making a massive investment in the United States. And it's perfect time to get inside a new Toyota at Tri-County Toyota. You can lease a new 2025 Tacoma four-wheel drive double cab SR5 for just $239 a month for 36 months. Or buy and get rates as low as 2.99%. for 48 months. Or check out the new 2025 RAV4 and lease that for $289 a month for 36 months, where you can get 4.75% financing for 36 months. You want to go Jeep? Listen, I drive a Jeep. I love it. It's fantastic. Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. Tri-County, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. They have great specials on Jeeps right now, including the Jeep Compass and the Grand Cherokee, a beauty. Or you go Wrangler, take the top off. Either way, you'll have an incredible experience with great people taking great care of you at Tri-County. Just go to tricounty.com. They are our official car sponsor. We're very, very grateful for their support of the show. And they also do amazing work for our veterans. They stand with us every year. That's how I met them. Travis Mannion Foundation. They sponsor our radiothon every year. In fact, they even gave Ryan Mannion and the Travis Mannion Foundation, for the use for their veterans, a beautiful new Jeep Wrangler. Gorgeous. So they're great people, and they'll take great care of you. So go see them today, tricounty.com, Tri-County Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, tricounty.com.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Make sure you see the book. Cry Havoc, Jack Carr. Got my Jack Carr challenge coin. Cry Havoc. She makes the Oli Army challenge coins. That'd be awesome. So he signed the book for me, and it says, Rich, thank you for holding the line. Keep crushing. Strength and honor, Jack Carr. Your chance to see Jack October 13th for a Politics and Pints. Just go to 1210WPHG.com and get your tickets. There are only 5 VIP tickets left, and when they're gone, they're gone. Got an update? No? Still 5? Still 5? 5 at 1210WPHG.com and then general admission. The VIP gets you a chance to meet Jack, shake his hand, get a signed copy of Cry Havoc. 3 VIP tickets left. 1, 2, 3. So you should go to 1210WPHG.com right now and get your tickets, because if you don't, you're going to miss out. And you don't want to just be in Gen Pop. No, I'm kidding. General admission's great too. You just don't get a copy of the book. But either way, come and join us, and it'll be a lot of fun. It'll be a lot of fun. People were joking about my blood pressure. Nah, I'm good. I like getting signed up, fired up every now and then. It's good. Although Wendy said, I think this is directed at me. You're getting so angry and getting tired of listening to you. Well, sometimes I get fired up. What can I tell you? Assuming it's directed at me anyway. Sometimes I get fired up. Why I do what I do. Everything I do is real. Everything is passion. And sometimes I'm fired up. Sometimes I'm not. But it's always authentic. One thing you'll know about me, everything's authentic. I just don't have a fake bone in my body. Actually, I have several fake bones that have been put in after multiple surgeries. I probably should clarify that. Including in my toe. Literally have a fake bone in my right front toe. Okay. So, yeah. So I probably other places too. I think in my back after a back surgery, probably in somewhere in my arm. I'm sure other. Yeah, I'm mostly machine at this point, but beyond. But the brain is still mostly authentic. So, yeah. How's that lobster roll, DeSantis?
It's good. I can't complain.
Good.
I mean, it does stink because it is overcast, so I can't really enjoy the beach today. I can't work on my tan or anything, but otherwise it's pleasant.
I'm so sorry that you have to suffer being the masshole that you are. Ugh. Well, I'd say I could relax, put my feet up, and let my blood pressure go down a little bit. How's that? See if that works. I don't know how this looks on camera, though. I'm waiting for YouTube to catch up. Feet on the desk, stretched out, relaxing. Oh, we have a clip of the president joking with the press on Air Force One. Would you like to hear it? Flying back from the UK, this is what he said. Take a listen.
I think she should be impeached. I think she's fly safely. You know why I say that? Because I'm on the flight.
I want to get home.
Otherwise, I wouldn't care.
Let me just have one word on how...
That's great. Otherwise, I wouldn't care. Trump wants everyone to die on board Air Force One. That'll be the headline. Let's see here. I've got... and also he wants Ilhan Omar. That's the brother lover, right? Ilhan Omar?
Correct. Allegedly.
Why, she's not loving her brother? Having relations?
Well, the rumor is that she married her brother so that he could come to the United States. I don't know if those claims were ever substantiated, but that's the hot rumor, at least.
Oh, all right. Well, this is what the president said regarding the brother lover. Take a listen.
I think she should be impeached. I think she's terrible. Is she originally from Somalia? So how are they doing this? How's their government? Do they have a president? Do they have a council? Do they have anything? Do they have police? I love these people that come from a place with nothing. With nothing. No anything. And then they tell us how to run our country. Now, I think if she got censured, that's great. If she got impeached, that's even better. They impeached me twice for nothing. And they impeached me knowing the Republicans are on my side, so they knew it was just... But they impeached me twice. She should be impeached, and... should happen faster.
They can boot her out of the house if they want to. They probably won't, though. I doubt they will. So Glenn Beck did something to honor Charlie Kirk. This is pretty cool. Very cool, actually. It was on Real America's Voice, the Charlie Kirk show. Guest host Glenn Beck placed, well, I'll let you watch, and we can also hear it as well. And yes, Glenn Beck cried. Now, Glenn Beck has cried a lot. I'm not disputing the sincerity of this. I think this has actually touched Glenn Beck very deeply. And he's a crier. You know, I get it. I'm not a crier. I'm just not. I don't cry. I really don't. I really don't cry. It's the thing. It's weird. I don't know. I just I'm not like even at funerals and stuff. I just don't really cry. I get choked up, but I'm not. I don't cry. I don't know. It's strange. I guess everybody just deals with grief in their own different way. And maybe because being the son of a cop, I had to learn, and being around other cops growing up, including, you know, my dad, all his friends, they were like family members to us. They just always had such a gallows sense of humor about everything. And maybe I just incorporated that myself in life. I don't know. But I'm sure Glenn Beck is incredibly sincere. This is a very, very touching moment. And I think this is more than appropriate considering that an entire generation believed that Charlie Kirk was their Rush Limbaugh and was on track to become, I don't know if anyone could ever be the next Rush Limbaugh, but certainly to that generation, I know that like my friend Caroline Downey, for example, always felt she's in her 20s. She believed that Charlie Kirk was their generation's Rush. So this is very fitting that Glenn Beck did this. This is cut 35.
I brought something with me today that I thought was appropriate while I did the show, that I would sit in front of Charlie's microphone. It was given to me after the death of Rush Limbaugh by his wife. It is Rush's golden microphone. I think it's appropriate that it sits in front of Charlie's microphone. What I would have said to Charlie was, you were thinking too small. I want to be Rush Limbaugh someday. I'm a broadcaster. Rush was a broadcaster. But Charlie was a broadcaster and a narrowcaster. Charlie was a pastor and a priest, and listening to the way he could argue and think differently, he was a rabbi as well, and one of the best. He was a political organizer. He was a political think tank himself. He was a compassionate friend. He surpassed Rush Limbaugh by miles. We'll continue in a minute.
Very touching tribute, no doubt about that. Let's see. I have a bunch of stuff here. The big story of the hour brought to you by Dr. Mike Venarius. So let's talk about your teeth for a second. Let's say you need very complex dental surgery. Let's say you need the full deal. You don't go to the closest dentist. You go to the best. That's Dr. Mike. Schedule your free implant consultation today at 856-786-2020 or venariadental.com. Let's see here. I've got a bunch of stuff. So I've got... Well, let's see this. I've got the president reacting to Jimmy Kimmel getting fired. And notice now that the president is not, this is why my blood pressure went up over Brandon Carr. The president is not suggesting here that the FCC should start going after these, you know, he says things. You know, there's an old saying with Trump, you take him seriously, but not literally. He's been for years, you know, pull the broadcast license of ABC and CBS and NBC. He doesn't really mean that stuff. He really doesn't. That's why it's different when the president says it versus the head of a regulatory agency. It's President Trump says things that a lot of us are thinking, but says them. But then when the head of a regulatory agency is going out there and talking about implementing things like community standards and all these other things, it's very different because then it becomes real. It's action versus words, and it has different consequences, obviously, versus just simply a president firing off a Truth Social post. And that's why I think it's different. But he's right. Jimmy Kimmel was fired because he had bad ratings, and that was really the truth. And that he also said a horrible thing about Charlie Kirk, but it was the ratings. And then to prove that point, like I've been saying, Disney, ABC, Disney China, the parent company, they could have put Kimmel on a streaming platform if they wanted to. They could have fought the FCC if they wanted to, if that was really what the issue was. But I really, truly believe that based on the Paramount deal, like I said earlier, where South Park, they paid $1.5 billion, the same company, for South Park, which is the most rabid anti-Trump show on television. It's funny, but, you know, I mean, if you get offended by that stuff, don't watch it. That blows up that whole idea that there was coercion to get these companies to go along with firing Colbert or firing Kimmel, by the way, because then they would have taken South Park off the air. They would have said to Paramount, the deal won't go through unless you hear to South Park. But the thing about it is that Paramount, that's not what the government did. It's not what Trump did. And also, too, if that were the case, then Trey Parker and Matt Stone, they would have just struck a deal with some other streaming platform. You know what I mean? Because South Park has a lot of fans. But anyway, this is what the president said regarding Jimmy Kimmel today at the press conference in the UK. Cut 9.
And on a separate issue, free speech, your vice president, Vance, said that free speech is under attack in the UK. Do you agree with him? And Prime Minister, we saw the dismissal of a very well-known chat show host in America last night, Mr. Kimmel.
Chat show.
Is free speech more under attack in Britain or America?
Well, Jimmy Kimmel was fired because he had bad ratings more than anything else. And he said a horrible thing about a great gentleman known as Charlie Kirk. And Jimmy Kimmel is not a talented person. He had very bad ratings, and they should have fired him a long time ago. So, you know, you can call that free speech or not. He was fired for lack of talent. Yeah, please go ahead.
Yeah.
Agree, which is why the FCC should have stayed out of it, and the self-absorbed, egomaniac, power-hungry, self-serving Brendan Carr should not have said a damn word. Laura Ingraham's right. He should not have gone on TV. But he's not going to stop. You're going to see a lot of him because he's promoting himself and giving the Democrats lots of ammunition in the process. For example, we have, Chuck Schumer. We got a bunch of Democrats reacting to this. Chuck Schumer melting down over this. Cut 16.
Senator Schumer, your reaction to this?
It is outrageous. It's a page right out of Xi's playbook. This is just despicable, disgusting, and against democratic values. Trump and his allies seem to want to shut down speech that they don't like to hear. That is not what democracies do. That is what autocracies do. And it doesn't matter whether you agree with Kimmel or not. He has the right to free speech. And so it is just outrageous. It is indicative of autocracy. And I am just outraged by it. Again, this is what dictators do. This is what Xi would do. This is what Putin would do.
It's actually what Democrats. It's actually what Democrats did to all of us, including Trump, by the way. It's actually what Democrats did, using government to go after the people they don't like and to try to silence conservatives and create a ministry of truth and also to deplatform people, including Donald Trump, by the way. But Brandon Carr, as FCC chairman, has now given them talking points. He's given them an issue. He's given them an issue now to run with and make it look like the Democrats are now the champions of freedom of speech. So, of course, now we have to remind everybody how they aren't. And great. So now we got our work cut out for us. Thanks, Brendan. Thanks a lot. All right. We're going to take a quick break. We got a whole hour to go and a lot of great stuff for you in that hour. So make sure you stay tuned. But I want to tell you that I've mentioned going to Bob's Little Sports Shop. Great place. You can go there for bachelor, bachelorette, private parties. Bob's Little Sports Shop in Glassboro, New Jersey. Now, add to that an incredible event coming up September 27th, the Guys and Gals Combo with individualized training. Bob's offers both men and women training instructors, private enclosed events that can host up to 30 people, book a smaller group, 10 or less, during business hours, and have your own instructor for some shooting range fun. It's called Bob's for pricing and details. No alcohol or drugs permitted on premises. Ask about lessons on introduction to firearms. Shooting and cleaning classes. Bob's instructors are certified NRA and range safety officers. Firearms ID cards are not required for anyone attending events, and no previous experience is necessary. Bob's is the place to learn about firearms, especially for new shooters or anyone interested in learning about firearms ownership. So visit bobslittlesportshop.com. They're right on Delcy Drive in Glassboro. Great place. They stand for freedom. They stand for the Second Amendment. And they would love to see you. This ad sponsored by Bob's Little Sports Shop.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.